So this is a study about aggressive treatment of high blood pressure, push it lower than currently recommended in order not just to protect the heart, but the brain of patients.
That's right. This is a study that is based on other work. The U.S. National Institutes of Health will be starting what's called their SPRINT study in a couple of months, where they're going to be enrolling about 7,500 people who have high blood pressure, age 55 and over, around the United States. And what they're trying to test, based on the evidence that has been presented recently, in that high blood pressure seems to increase the risk of developing not just vascular dementias, which is damage to the arteries that lead to the brain causing small strokes, but also contribute to the development of the plaques associated with Alzheimer's disease. And what they want to find out is if they aggressively lower blood pressure, if indeed they will see less of the changes in the brain associated with Alzheimer's disease. So they're going to try and get blood pressures down below a systolic pressure of 120 and see what happens. It's going to be following these people over many years. They will be using MRI scans to look at the brains. And in fact, that's how they found out this particular evidence. When they've seen that 1 in 8 people over 65 develop some forms of dementia, Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, there were two studies that were noted in this particular from the National Institutes of Health. One was in the Journal of Clinical Hypertension. The other was in the Journal Stroke, a Johns Hopkins University study. They tracked people for about 15 years, looking at starting in middle age, and they found the longer people spent with high blood pressure that was not controlled, the more damage to what we call the white matter of the brain, which is the wiring of the brain that occurred, the scarring didn't allow electrical impulses to flow through properly, and hence you had damage with cognitive processes in individuals. And this was a very consistent result, because both these studies, which looked at large numbers of people, found the same result. The higher the blood pressure somebody had when they controlled for other factors, the more white matter damage they found in the brain. Now, considering that, of course, high blood pressure leads to many other diseases as well, heart attacks, strokes, and kidney failure, and more people develop those. When we've talked about before, Steve, I think just a week or two ago, about the rates of dementia that are occurring in our population, anything that can reduce this particular rate will go a long way to reduce the pressures, not only on our healthcare system, but on families and the individuals themselves who will have a longer, more productive life. So it's an interesting study that's going to be starting, but it is based on really solid evidence that has found that the damage does occur because of increased blood pressure.
Can you give us the systolic numbers again that these people are advocating?
Well, they're going to be doing aggressive treatment to look at blood pressures below 120. Normally when we treat high blood pressure, which is over 140 over 90, they're trying to get this to less than 120 over 70 or 80. So they're really trying to bring it lower than what we usually target for, to see if this aggressive treatment, one, reduces the white matter damage,
right,
and secondly, whether an older individual can tolerate the lower blood pressures, because sometimes you can feel faint,
right,
if it goes too low.